Well, welcome to Local Matters. We are visiting today with Dr. Myra West, the president of the Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Livingston, and also still currently chairperson of the Highlands Workforce Development and Education Task Force, or almost still currently chairperson, right?
That is true. I chair the Workforce and Education Committee for the Highlands. It's a great honor to do that. That's a committee that focuses on workforce development and economic development for the Upper Cumberland. And so it's a great honor to be able to work with the educators and the employers in the area.
And we are going to spend a little bit of time on that. But you and I have known each other a long time, and we've got a lot to talk about, but some folks may not know you, so tell everybody a little bit about your background and where you grew up and how you got to what you're doing today.
Okay, well, I am a native of Overton County, so I went to school in Overton County, and after graduating from high school, I ventured off for a little while and went to Alabama to school, but came back and finished up at Tennessee Tech. So I'm an alumni of Tennessee Tech, a business graduate from the business department. Worked in industry for a little while I was going to college, and then was offered a job at that time, the Livingston Area Vocational Technical School. So we were still the vocational school teaching business. So I put together some of the skill sets that I gained at Tennessee Tech to teach others at a technical level, the business skills. And from there, I just did different things at the Technology Center. I moved into student services, worked in counseling, assistant director, worked on my master's in EDS at TAC, and then finished a doctoral program that was a pilot program, but a great program. It was between Tennessee Tech and Tennessee State University. It gave educators in the area an opportunity to articulate skills that we gained at Tennessee Tech to Tennessee State and further our degrees. And 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago, I was appointed president of the college.
And you worked with Ralph Robbins for a while, didn't you?
I did.
We'll have a big shout out to Ralph. Again, I know you two were great, great partners in what you did.
We were. He was a great asset to our college at that time, to the Technology Center. He was very good to me in that he gave me a great opportunities throughout my career to be able to learn about technical education and administration. And so I feel very honored to be able to follow him in that role.
Well, tell us a little bit about today's College of Applied Technology, all of the things that you do, not just in Livingston, but in general, all across our state.
Well, we do several things that relates to technical education. So let me say this, that while our name has changed over time, we've gone from a vocational school to a technology center to a college, and that's very important for us in post-secondary education. But at the core of our mission is teaching individual skills to give them an opportunity to improve themselves in the workforce. And so that is a core mission. So that has remained the same. And even now is more important than it has been in the past. We have a shortage of technical skilled people in our area. The Technology Center formed out of the need to show that we were in the technology age. So we went from a trade school to a technology center. And then in recent years, the name changed to a college. And that was when mainly the Drive to 55 came about, and when there was this push for us to have post-secondary credentials. And so I think it became important for us to be recognized as a college and to be able to be seen as a post-secondary institution. I think it's important for seniors graduating from high school, people re-entering education. When you think of trade schools and technology centers, sometimes they don't relate that to post-secondary. But when you say college and university, they do. So the name change was important for us. We have expanded across the Upper Cumberland. We are now in Putnam County at the Cookeville Higher Education Center. I think that was a big step for the college to be able to partner with Tennessee Tech and Volunteer State to be able to provide a one-stop shop here in Putnam County. So as we're recruiting business and industry, we can truly say that we have all levels of higher education here in Cookeville, and that we can partner together as institutions to bring the training and the education that those employers need. And we know that all levels are needed and all levels are important. So we're very proud to be a partner at the Cookeville Higher Education Center. We were also very fortunate in the last couple of years to get a grant to be able to offer an instructional service center in Jackson County, which is a great opportunity for us. It's to bring programs to a rural county, and we know that we're seeing a lot of emphasis right now on distressed and rural counties and how to bring education there to stimulate economic development. So at Jackson County, we had an IT program. We're still trying to get our power line program up. We have found that there's a great shortage in that, and that we can't find an instructor. So if there's anyone out there that would like to teach, I'd love to talk with them. We're looking at an HVAC program fall, so a new program in Jackson County. And then we have expanded in all of the high schools in the Upper Cumberland to be able to offer dual enrollment. So the college has grown a lot in the last 3 to 5 years with the pushes on post-secondary education and bringing forth the need for credentials. It's just placed us in a perfect position in the Upper Cumberland to grow and expand.
And you mentioned something a moment ago that I want to come back to and talk briefly about. The governor's drive to 55, as it was originally envisioned, was to get 55% of the people in Tennessee with some kind of higher education certificate or diploma or credential. Is that an accurate characterization?
That is. That's spot on. And, you know, that includes TCATs, or technical colleges,
right,
community colleges like Volunteer State and Roan State and Motlow that serve the Upper Cumberland,
yeah,
as well as our universities,
right,
Tennessee Tech. So I think it was a great move on our state to recognize that if we want to grow our state and recruit not only businesses here in the United States, but globally, that we have to be able to show that we have that educational structure and that we place emphasis on credentials. And so by putting that out there as a drive to 55, I think it was a great move for us as far as recruiting business and industry, but keeping business and industry here, but just to educate our workforce.
Amen. I agree. And today, I know in those conversations, we talk about the GIVE grants quite a bit too. So tell us what GIVE grants are all about.
Okay, so the GIVE grant is Governor Bill Lee's initiative, and it's the Governor's Initiative for Vocational Education. And so Governor Lee has put great emphasis on developing the technical skills, and especially in rural and distressed counties and in high schools. And he firmly believes, and I think it is by what he has, that he's,
yeah,
that's important. And so,
well, and with his personal background and his company,
yes,
certainly was important.
It does. I think he understands the importance of those technical,
yeah,
skills for our workforce. So he's placed great emphasis on that. And his first big push was for the GIVE grants. And he had several $1 million that he appropriated on a competitive basis. And the TCAT Livingston was very honored to be able to receive $2 million. So we received 2 GIVE grants for the Upper Cumberland. One of those is in partnership with Clay County, and the other one is in partnership with Overton County. The Clay County one will provide an instructional service center in Clay County, very similar to what,
wow,
we've done in Jackson County.
Yeah.
So it'll establish an off-campus site for the TCAT. We will put a welding program there to start out with.
That's great.
It will give high school students the opportunity to receive training in welding while in high school, but at the same time give us an opportunity to open that up for adults, not only in Clay County, but Jackson County and in the northern part of our state. It will also give Jackson County high school students the opportunity to come to Clay County,
sure,
for welding training. It also benefits Overton County and our Putnam County welding program in that it will relieve some of the demand,
yeah,
and
some of the pressure off.
Right now, that's a high demand area, and so we have a waiting list, and we try to get students in as quickly as possible. But being able to open up another section of that in a different part of the Upper Cumberland will give us extra spaces in our current programs. So great opportunity. But just with the establishment of that service center, then we'll be able to grow that with other programs as time allows. So we'll start with welding, and then we'll see where that goes. Overton County grant is for diesel technology, which is a great program for us. We've just had it started in the last couple of years. was a private partnership with one of our local companies, and they've been very good to the TCAT to provide space. However, it is very limited because it is a private partnership on their facilities. This is another private partnership with a local company in Livingston, and they're going to provide space, a much larger space, but they're going to allow high school students to take diesel technology.
Wow.
And it will be Clay County students, Overton County students, and possibly even Pickett County students. They'll have an opportunity to enroll in that program, but also give us an opportunity to expand the enrollment for diesel technology.
But what a great launch pad. It gives them some great skills, and they can come right out of high school then with already job-ready skills. We are talking to Myra West, the president of the Tennessee College for Applied Technology, and we're going to take a very quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Dr. Myra West, the president of the Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Livingston and the chairman of the Highlands Workforce Development and Education Task Force. Myra, before we leave the TCAT Livingston, we're going to segue over to Highlands in a minute, but first, we hear a lot today about college and career preparation. What's that phrase mean at TCAT? You do both college and career preparation in what you do.
We do. So when a student enters into one of our programs, we would first probably focus on the career ready. We're providing them with the skill set they need to enter the workforce. But as a higher education institution, as a college, we work with other colleges at the next level, the community college level, to be able to articulate the skills that they have gained through us to be able to enter the community college and to receive credit for that. And then the community colleges work with our universities. And I think that here in the Upper Cumberland, we have some very strong partnerships between the TCAT, Volunteer State Community College, and Tennessee Tech. And we work on different pathways, and that's one of the things we do with the Highlands. But we have programs and training programs where students can exit on and off, and that's a good way to put it. They can come to the TCAT, they can go into the workforce and they're career ready, they can enter a job. But then a year later, they decide, I want to go back to school. Then they can take that skill set, go into a community college, work for their associate degree, maybe then stop off again. One of the stop off points, they can go into the workforce and then they can come back in and then go to Tennessee Tech and articulate those degrees into Tennessee Tech. And so it is truly about being able to enter the workforce, but at the same time, being able to come back into education and to upgrade and to obtain more skill sets and more education.
And it is just such a great feather in the cap of the Upper Cumberland, and particularly the Highlands communities, that when we get a company looking at this area to locate in, and we describe the kind of cooperation between the TCAT and the community colleges and the high schools and the universities, and they say, my gosh, you guys actually talk to each other and you also talk with industry. It's pretty refreshing. So that becomes a recruiting advantage.
It does. In a couple of the recruiting sessions that I've been in, we kind of joked a little bit, and I said, oh, would you like for me to call Dr. Odom for you? And I had my cell phone out, and they were kind of amazed, like you said. But even when you were at the university and all throughout the Upper Cumberland, we have enjoyed a great relationship with our educational partners, and we do talk, and we are together, and we do want what's best, not only for our institutions, but we want what's best for the Upper Cumberland. And so we're going to work together. If I don't have a program, then I'm going to call on Volunteer State or Tennessee Tech. But I also know they do that. I know Dr. Odom and Dr. Faulkner feel the same way. If they can't provide that service, then they look to the TCAT. So we just want to be able to grow the community in which we live.
Yeah, I think we are all, we're good friends. That's important. We actually can call each other as a friend, but we also know enough about economic development, and we're part of that team that talks about it, that you just don't see that, or they appear not to see that in many other places.
And I think it's a genuine, sincere relationship that we have. Like you said, we are friends, but at the same time, I think we care about our communities that we live in, and we want to be able to do what's best for them. And like I said, as president of the TCAT, I do want what's best for my institution, but at the same time, I want what's best for my community.
Absolutely. We'll talk a bit about the Workforce Development Task Force and some of the folks that are on that group, but also some of the areas of emphasis and programs that we emphasize in the region.
So on our steering committee, that is our main focus committee, our beginning point, and it's usually about 15 to 20 members. It's made up of K-12 educators as well as post-secondary educators, but most important, it's got employers on it, and it represents all different sectors of our employment, whether it be IT or healthcare, manufacturing, automotive, but we have a good range of employers. That committee has a large program of work. They oversee our pathways, our Tennessee scholars, our career fairs, our parent-teacher conference. I mean, the list goes on. And their focus is to guide the work of many subcommittees. And we have, I would say, well over 100 individuals across the Upper Cumberland that serve on these different subcommittees, depending on the program of work. One that you hear a lot about is the Pathways Committees, and those committees are made up of educators and employers within a particular sector of the industry. So we have an education committee, we have an IT committee, a healthcare committee, and advanced manufacturing. And that's the four that we focused on because that seems to be the areas that the Upper Cumberland has recruited in and where the focus is. So we want to be sure that our program of work matches the vision of our county and city leaders across the Upper Cumberland, as well as our economic development leaders that are recruiting. So we want to be able to grow those pathways so that when they do recruit or when they talk to our current employers, and I think that's really important for us in the Upper Cumberland. It's not always just about recruiting, but it's also about making sure that our current employers have the workforce. So those committees meet, the employers come in, they discuss their needs, they have visions about what the future is going to hold in those different occupations, and then along with the educators, they plan a program of study, and then it's our job as educators to be able to work together, and we have great relationships with the K-12 to be able to put those programs in the high schools and then articulated into the TCATs, community colleges and universities. The Tennessee Scholars is a great volunteer opportunity for high school seniors that we work on. The Career Fair, oh, that's just wonderful. Very exciting when we have just thousands of 7th and 8th graders across the Upper Cumberland that come here in Cookeville, and employers across our region give of their time to come in and talk to these young
it's
people.
It's fun to watch all those kids get together.
Oh, they do.
There's a lot of energy in that room.
There's a lot of energy. And, you know, there's a lot of energy among the employers, too, because they're excited to be able to share. And, you know, it's a great recruiting tool. You don't think about it, but you never know what you'll spark the interest in a seventh or eighth grader, and they'll see that robot or see that healthcare demonstration or hear one of the employers talk about their journey. And I think that's important. Sometimes those employers are telling them how they got to where they are.
Yeah.
And so they're sharing that with our young people and helping us to get them interested in things that they can do here in the Upper Cumberland. And I think that's one of our primary goals. I've heard it said before, you know, we want to keep our best and brightest here, but we want to keep our kids here. We want to be able to provide them with work opportunities so that they can go to school here, but they can live here and make this home. As a parent, you know, I want mine to be here. And at some point, I'm sure I want my grandkids to be here.
But we
want to be able to provide them an opportunity to want to be here. And I think that's important. They want to be here because of the job.
Good jobs for them.
Yeah. And that's what we're building. And we're building it through this work that we're doing with the educators and the employers, not only with our current employers, but how we attract new employers to our region.
Well, this is Local Matters, and we are talking to Myra West from the TCAT Livingston. And Myra, you talked about the Pathways to Prosperity program and some of those pathways. You've chaired several of those, so let's talk about them sort of briefly as individual pathways. Manufacturing is important to the whole region, and we've got a manufacturing pathway, and you all contribute a lot in the mechatronics area there. Talk about the manufacturing pathway.
Well, that one is one that we probably had to do a lot of work on when we first started. And I remember when we first started that we had an industrial maintenance program at the TCAT, and it was a great program. But it didn't address the advanced manufacturing, the robotics, and some of the things that we were seeing evolve in the world of manufacturing.
The high technology that's there today
in every manufacturing company. And there was not any programs in our high schools in those areas. And so through grant opportunities, we were able, because of the work of the Highlands Workforce Education Committee, that's how we got those grants, we were able to put what we call mechatronics or industrial maintenance, advanced manufacturing, robotics, lots of different names, but it is about manufacturing in Putnam County, White County, and Overton County. And that gave us a jump start on filling the pipeline with juniors and seniors to have them advance into the TCATS program or even into the program at Volunteer State. They have a program at the CHEC that allows students, or into engineering at Tennessee Tech.
Yeah.
And so it's not just about a dual enrollment for the TCAT. It was about getting students in there, getting them a start, and then letting them choose which one of the pathways they wanted to do, whether it be at a technician level, more at an associate level, or more at a engineering level. And so we've worked real hard on that across the Upper Cumberland, and I think we've expanded the pipeline throughout the past 3 to 4 years and have grown that one. We're seeing more emphasis on the robotics. I know Cookeville High School has spent a great deal of time in getting a robotics program established this fall with us. We have a partnership with them, so we have just a robotics program of study.
And I know we have robotics clubs all the way down in the middle schools.
And so we're trying, you know, to recruit in that, but that's a big area in advanced manufacturing. And, you know, sometimes I hear people say, well, the robots will take our jobs. Well, that's not really the case, because somebody has to program those robots. Somebody has to work on those robots.
Somebody has to build them.
And someone has to build them and operate them. And so it's just a different type of job. You're moving into a more technological type environment versus just doing everything manually.
And you've also made great strides in the healthcare initiative, too. And we've got some nursing opportunities that we didn't have 5 years ago.
Yes, that one was a long worked on one. I think you and I worked on it back many years ago.
Yes, we did.
And for many years, we were missing one of the parts of making the entire pathway, and that was an associate RN. But Volunteer State this past year has been approved. They've started a program here in the Upper Cumberland, both at Livingston and Check, for an associate RN. And what that does is we do CNA training at the TCAT level in the high schools, so they can actually get their CNA at most of the high schools here in the Upper Cumberland. They can become a licensed practical nurse at the TCAT. Then they can move on to Volunteer State and get their associate degree, RN, and then they can get their BS RN at Tennessee Tech, as well as advanced degrees right. in healthcare at Tennessee Tech. They have a master's program and a doctoral program in nursing. So we have filled that pathway. That was the work of a lot of people on the Highlands, as well as the healthcare people.
And people, yeah.
Pushing that. But, you know, yeah. it's a great opportunity. And what's great is the individuals in the Upper Cumberland don't have to drive and go to Nashville or go to Knoxville or outside of the Upper Cumberland. They can truly work on all those degrees here, and that's great for us in healthcare.
And there are great opportunities right here for them then in the job market. Right. We have been talking to Myra West, the president of the Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Livingston. And Myra, we've only talked about a couple of the pathways, so we'll have you back. We're also going to have Lisa Zagumny on the program to talk about the education pathway. So we're going to continue these conversations about these pathways. But it's been an honor to have you here today. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you for asking me to come.